श्रीगुरुन्नतम् वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च नमो महापतन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमि गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णस्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतवृत्यं द्वैपायन पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्गोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् तवैवास्मि यजमानि तया विना इति विघ्नाय राधे तन्नय माम् Jayant Krishna Prabhu and his colleagues, his company, those who arranged a beautiful like seminar here. I'm very happy. And also I think those who joined, all are inspired, especially the senior disciples of my Shiksha Guru were some weak. Now they have received some life. And this was my main object, to obey my Shiksha Guru words and to come everywhere and to inspire them. So I think we are all successful in this. Also so many thanks to the devotees who have joined and they have left everything for 7 days here and here in Harikatha. Also so many thanks to my sister God brother, Shyam Rani, that he came and helping me, always helping. To all the devotees, my blessings, that this will be very strong. I will advise you all to follow the path of directed by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Those who are not following, I want that they should follow. Really, in real sense, they should again begin to meditate writing of name will not do so much. If it is in more superior association and following your guru instructions, then some fruit will come. And we are discussing all these things in our classes. So many things I told. And you will have to. Then Upajya Kade Lata Brahmanda Vidya. Virja Brahmarup Vedi Parabrahma Upajya. Upajya. What is the meaning of Upajya?
Cultivate.
Gradually developing. What? At first there are so many anarth. No strong belief in any Vaishnava or Krishna words or in Gita, Bhagavad, all words. But hearing and hearing Harikatha, faith came. Again, this faith means ankur, sprout. The sprout in Bhagavad. What is that? That the desire to serve Krishna. Now that strong faith came that by doing so our life will be successful. And what is to do in this life, everything will be done. So now his most of energy goes to Krishna. Chanting mantra. Still he has not taken diksha. Still not diksha. No, at that time he never thought that importance of guru. But gradually, two lips can, six. First, when he began to chant in association, was not told any, to whom he has very strong faith, oh, you should take initiation. Not only first Harinam, initiation. Harinam can be given at any time. But now, he asked his Gurudev, I'm chanting. You told me to chant. But I have no taste. There are so many anarths, all lust, sense gratifications on. Oh. Then you'll have to take initiation. You should take initiation. Very soon, don't deal. I want to take, but I don't want to say. No. I don't want to save my. I don't want to save my. Oh, what?
My dreadlocks.
Like females. I want to be like that. He likes the mood of ladies. And ladies, cutting all things, they want to be men. Gurudev told that. Then you should be, I will not initiate. And some became ready. They were. Those who were hesitating means they were fearing of sense gratification. That we cannot do. And those who were very strong, at once they did. And then a strong relationship came. And then he began to follow and obey Guru instructions. Like Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu told, oh, go to Ganges, take bath and be
clean. Gentleman. Like a gentleman. Be shaved.
Then he went and he sat and he gave up all his valuable garments and everything. And he made his life very simple. Very simple. It is very hard in Western country. Anyone cannot be like Indians because there is everything very favorable. Here without car you cannot walk. Here so cold that you will have to take some garments. Oh, so many things that you cannot avoid. But India, it is favorable. Here must be some money to walk from here to there, for here and there. They are not. No need of shoes there, but here. No need of stockings. So it has been told, Bharat Bhumi, Sadhan Bhumi. In Bharat, in India. No need of anything like Jagannath Puri, no cold, no
hot,
nothing like. In Vrindavan, you can go and ask Madhukri to anyone in any house because no meat, no eggs, no nothing, no smoking. Very easy. All are like Brahmins. You can go, oh, I want it. Or they will gladly come. And here, you will have to go. You have to buy. So in India, it's very easy. Bharat Bhumi Tahaila Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Parupakar. But you should think like that. You should have some utkantha.
Eagerness.
Oh, I should be in India. That I can do bhajan. In this way. So, after that, when he began to follow the process and chanting, he saw that no problems are gone. Dukkha nivritti, no suffering so much. All kinds of suffering and other things quickly going on. And second, all kinds of favorable things began to come. And all began to honor him and pay respect. And paying all the utensils he wants in his
service,
in his maintaining life. Someone brings fruits, some clothes, some chappal, some khadam, something like this. Krishna began to arrange. And thus gradually, second two lips are
Mukti Laguta Krita.
He does not want any worldly things, even Mukti. And
Sudurlabha. It's very rare.
What is that? Raganva Bhakti. Siddhi Durlabha. Bhakti Durlabha coming. No. And Krishna Karshani.
He can attract Krishna even.
Amen. Sandrananda Visheshatma. And happiness begins to come over joy. Why? Sometimes it may be that Krishna is giving some darshan. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. When he came, he saw by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, oh, Vrindavan, beautiful. At the time of Krishna, everything everything will come. And then life will be successful. In this way, he is gradually developing. And then, nishthake, after some unwanted things, when they have gone in some part, not fully, then nishthake. Then after that, ruchi came. And then asakti came. In this way, gradually developing. If you see that for many years you are practicing, but desire of sense gratification, lust, anarth are not going, then you should see there is something wrong in you or your guru. If guru cannot give all these things, then give up guru. Guru is he who can help devotee in Krishna consciousness. If he does not do any bhajan, sadhan, naam, chanting, always managing, making money and keeping in bank deposit, then give up that guru, bogus guru. And if you see that your guru is bona fide, but there is something wrong, you try to repair it. But things are unfavorable, you should give up at once. And then your bhakti kripa will be more bigger. Bhajiya bade lata brahmand pe vijay. What is the meaning of brahmand? All the desires which lives in brahmand. That is creative karmas. That I will be king, I will be minister, I will be the president. I want to have all kinds of happiness in this. All sense gratification. Like Hiranyakashipu. He had a boon from Brahma. And that boon is Brahmand. So bhakti kripa passes away. If you have any worldly desire, how to might maintain me? Then you are in this. If you want sense gratification, you are in this. If you want to be in heaven, this is also in Brahmand. If you want to be Sanak Sanandans like that, you are in Brahmand. If you have become Brahma even, creation and all things, you are in Brahmand. So try to realize Brahmand. So all the desires which may be in this Brahmand, it denotes Brahmand. If your bhakti is pure, no desire worldly, always following Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukritanani, this is law in Vrindavan. If not Vrindavan, meditating Vrindavan. Always chanting, remembering in the guidance of a high class of a Rasik Tattva Vaishnava. Then you can, your bhakti will go up. And then Viraja, not covered with anything, Gyan, Karma, Yog, Tapasya, all. No Raja, Sat, Raj, Tam, where is nothing. Only Shuddha Sattva is there. So crossing also Virja, Satara, Tam are in Virja, but sleeping. Understand? They are there. But Sata, Raja, Tam are Murchit.
Unmanifest.
Huh?
Unmanifest.
They are anyhow sleeping. But any time they can
wake up.
Wake up. So he crosses, this bhakti crosses that low and goes to Brahmalok. What is Brahmalok? Not Brahmalok. Here Brahmalok where anyone by Brahmagyan goes there and he enters in Brahma. And he thinks that I am Brahma. I am Brahma. But if bhakti, easily he can cross, he never sees Brahmaloki even. Bhakti passes. Then Jai Parabrahma. Parabrahma. Parabrahma means Vaikuntha. Even he crosses Sivalok and then goes to Parabrahma. Parabrahma is divided into two sections. Where there is no mixing in Brahma. But there is something what? Shalokya, Sarshti, Samipya. Like this. Four. Like four are there. Oh, like Vaikuntha, but not Vaikuntha. You can have that. Oh, so many Aishwarya like Narayan. As for opulences. And with Samipya, very nearer to Narayan. Sashti.
Opulences. Sharing the opulences.
That all these four are there. Not only Saiji is there. Saiji in Brahmalok. And four others. So Vaishnava never wants these four even. He wants to serve totally. Sukha tatpachyamai bhakti. To serve Narayana. There is one thing. So to, in Parabrahma there is Narayana Lok, Nisinga Lok, Ram Lok, so many. Even Ajodhya is there. But bhakti what becomes? Oh, crosses. Even Narayana bhakti, Nisinga bhakti, even Ramchandra bhakti, oh, crosses. I don't lie. And then, Golos to Golok. In Golok there is Dwarka also, Mathura. Oh, crosses bhakti, very big, very soul. And then Vrindavan. In Vrindavan first she goes to Gokul. And then Vrindavan. Nandagam, Varshana. And very soon crosses, goes to Govardhan. And from Govardhan it goes to Radha. And there what becomes? Oh, Radha and Krishna are playing. Oh, serving their lotus feet. And there she stops. So many manjari comes. Flowers comes. And so many beautiful sweet fruits coming there. But gardener is fair.
Yeah.
Even he is in
this
slope. In this world.